Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists again calls for the removal of some of the COVID-19 protocols in place for events. The BHTA reports a decline in summer bookings. The Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago reports a boost in business activity there, but expects global economic recovery to be slow. And Dominica dismisses a social media video warning citizens to brace for a scarcity of essential goods and services. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Rudy Grant, reports that hotels are seeing a decline in bookings for the summer. He was speaking at the BHTA's annual general meeting yesterday.
The BHTA internal survey informs of the following with respect to projected occupancy for the months of May to October of this year. May, 48%. June, 41%. July, 42%. August, 38%. September, 31%. And October, 27%. And while we expect that there will be some increase in the actual occupancy, it is important for us to note that hotel members have indicated that there has been a slowdown in the booking pace for all categories of accommodation.
Mr. Grant stated that plans are underway to help increase hotel bookings.
This is being given urgent attention by the Marketing and Product Development Committee. And once these initiatives are agreed to, we will further discuss with the BTMI about receiving assistance to ensure that there's awareness in the relevant source markets.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Rudy Grant. President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter, is again calling for the removal of some of the COVID-19 protocols in place for events. Speaking on VOB's fireworks program yesterday, Mr. Carter reiterated that the protocols which require patrons and promoters to be fully vaccinated and or tested prior to events continues to pose several challenges for those in the association.
We all pretty much have the same concerns and issues, and they all relate, in this current environment, they all relate to the protocols. What I can tell you, it still poses significant issues for a number of our members. We have members who are vaccinated, we have members who are not vaccinated, we have persons who have not registered for the Picnic Group competition this year because they're saying it is discriminatory. They will not subject themselves to that discrimination. As far as they know, and I agree with them, it's against the laws of Barbados for them to be discriminated against. Again, if it was a level playing field, then I think guys will be more understanding. But you're seeing where there are certain shows you are allowed to. But then the majority of events that we hold as private entertainers, as private promoters, then these restrictions come into play.
He noted that BACA, along with other entertainment associations, have reached out to government to request that the protocols be no more.
All of the entertainment associations are members of BCSI, the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries. We had a joint meeting. We sent off a letter to the Prime Minister's office. The letter specifically was requesting an end to protocols and requesting fair treatment and requirements for the event businesses, the promoters, in Barbados, straight across the board, whether it is a promoter that's keeping a fete, whether it is a band leader. We are asking for the protocols to be removed completely, straight across the boards. If there are events where you can have a mask and sanitize your hands, that's what we are requesting.
President of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Sean Apache Carter. This country's business community hopes for a leveling off of international price hikes, but warns that the upward spiral could continue. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, stresses it's not a matter they have control over.
As long as the cost of fuel continues to rise, we're going to see a rise in prices. We are hoping that there will be some leveling out, some regularizing of those prices, but there's no guarantee. So the market is still very fluid. The pricing is still very much up in the air, and therefore we are price takers. And where the cost of freighting goes up, the cost of the first product goes up, we will obviously feel it here in Barbados.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branca. Local realtors report heavy demand from locals for lower-priced rental properties, with such inventory increasingly in short supply. President of the Barbados Estate and Valuers Association, Arthur Art Ramsey, says this is due to the economic fallout and job losses as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We also have been seeing a greater demand for the rental market, sub 2,000 Barbados dollars a month. And that is very, very challenging because there's really not a lot of stock. So as a result, you're getting more clients than you have stock, and persons are finding it very challenging to find places to rent. On the flip side, I believe persons are still willing to rent, and so still willing to rent to persons long term, but we've found that obviously people are a little bit more discerning, and there are obviously less properties to rent, so the market is a bit tougher.
Mr. Ramsey notes a shift in the rental market to focus on short-term visitors.
What we have found, though, is there's been a bit of a shift from long-term rentals in some cases to no short-term and Airbnb-type rentals, because persons have had challenges with long-term rentals in the lower end of the market, and persons are finding that people, because of the job losses and obviously coming out of COVID, a lot of persons did not have their jobs. They were not able to keep up their rents and pay.
President of the Barbados Estate and Valuers Association, Arthur Art Ramsey. Trade officials in Dominica on Monday dismissed a video circulating on social media warning citizens to brace for a scarcity of essential goods and services as a result of rising prices for petroleum products. Trade Director Matan Walter said there was no truth of an impended shortage. According to Mr. Walter, the video was aimed at fear-mongering. Mr. Walter said because of the CARICOM single market and economy arrangements that are in place to import most commodities from the region. The Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago expects global economic recovery to slow this year. The bank has also revealed that it has seen a boost in business activity there.
The Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago reports that global economic recovery is expected to slow in 2022. In its monetary policy report for May 2022, the Central Bank indicates that this is the result of high food and energy prices caused by the Russian-Ukraine crisis. Another factor is supply shortages lingering from the COVID-19 pandemic. It adds these energy prices have resulted in a windfall for the local energy sector, but cautions that the windfall must not be considered as permanent in this uncertain global economic climate. The bank indicates it has noted a boost in business activity with the rollback of COVID-19 restrictions locally. It also says there is an uptick in business lending. On the other hand, it reports sluggish employment conditions have negatively impacted consumer lending, which continues to decline.
That report from TTT News. Finally, a man responsible for a deadly van attack in Toronto 4 years ago has been sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for 25 years. The 29-year-old killer was found guilty last year of murdering 10 people and attempting to murder 16. Justice Anne Malloy delivered her sentence in a crowded Toronto court filled with the victim's loved ones. 8 women and 2 men died after the killer plowed a van down a busy pavement. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists again calls for the removal of some of the COVID-19 protocols in place for events. The BHTA reports a decline in summer bookings for the summer period. The Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago reports a boost in business activity there, but expects global economic recovery to slow. And Dominica dismisses a social media video warning citizens to brace for a scarcity of essential goods and services. And that was your 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Carol. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest at 7:30 was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.